I was looking back to see what the earliest I could see on this, and this is some work that was done in the 30s, December 1930, and it was published first in 1932, and then Michelle published it again in 71, and this is from some work in Siberia, and it showed that in general, the thin ice areas were occurring in the same general areas, but they changed from year to year slightly, depending on local conditions. And I guess one of the points I want to make here is that this is a permafrost area, and we also, being in permafrost or discontinuous permafrost, continuous or discontinuous permafrost, have more problems with this because we do see the more focused groundwater because of the permafrost. And so these thin ice areas can occur where that warm groundwater is coming in, and it's not going to be over large distributed areas like we see in more temperate regions.